मय्यासक्त मना प्रार्थ योगम झुंझन मदाश्रय असंशयं समग्रं मां यथा गेसति तच्छिन। लास्ट नाइट सम जेंटलमैन क्वेश्चन व्हाट इज गॉड।
गुरुजी कहुचंदे गत रात्रि जने भद्रलोक प्रश्न कले भगवान कौन इस संबंध में भगवत गीतार श्लोक उद्धार करी गुरुजी से कथा कहवा आरंभ कर।
भगवान स्पेशली इन आवर कंट्री भारतवर्ष भगवान पर्सनली कम्स यदा जदा ही धर्मस्य ज्ञानी भवति भारत तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। सो भारतवर्ष इज नॉट एन ऑर्डिनरी कंट्री, इट इज पुण्यभूमि where भगवान comes।
भारतवर्ष एक साधारण भूमि नुहे, पुण्य भूमि कहेंगे ना।
So in this land at the present moment our young men are inquiring where is God, here Bhagavan comes personally, he leaves his instruction, he is accepted by the acharyas and our young men have become so much advanced in education that they are asking what is God. So we should understand what is the situation at the present moment. So why this has happened? It has happened because we are making progress towards animal civilization.
Animal civilization.
Because in this astra it is said jashyam buddhi kunapeti dhatute sadhik kalatradishu bhavam idyadhi jatitha buddhi shalile na karhite janeshu abhigyeshu saeva gokara. Anyone who has got this bodily conception applied and in relation to the body, the family, country, society, we are thinking they are our kinsmen, and Bhoma Ijadhi, the land on which the body is produced, we are taking that land as worshipable. And when we go to the holy places, just like people come Jagannath Puri, they take bath in the sea water, shalile, tirjatitha buddhi shalile, but do not associate with experienced men who are advanced in spiritual consciousness. Such person is nothing but cow or ass or anything. Therefore, the question has been raised, what is God? We shall be careful, at least in India, that we may not glide down more and more to the animal platform of life. Why is there being given? Let them sit down. Ask them to sit down, that's all. Let them sit down. They will simply hear, that will also benefit. So anyway, let them sit down. Even they cannot understand, if they hear the voice, they will benefit them. Therefore, because in this material world, people are inclined to stand on the animal platform of life, That is dharma saglani. So Krishna says, jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati. This is dharma saglani. Means when human society forgets God or Krishna or Bhagavan and simply lives like ordinary animal, cats and dogs, for eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, such society is animal society. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunancha samarna metat pasuvi narana. This business, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, this is common to the animal and to the human being. A cat, a dog also eat, and we are also eating. They are eating in their standard, and we are eating in our standard. Sometimes we are eating less than their standard. So eating, the satisfaction of eating, anything you eat, the pleasure is the same. A hog is eating stool. He is enjoying the pleasure of eating, and a human being eating very nice palatable food, he is also enjoying the same pleasure. There is no difference. Clearly sleeping also, similarly sex life, a dog is enjoying sex life on the street, and the king is enjoying sex life in the palace, but the pleasure is the same. Similarly defense, if you attack one animal, he knows how to defend himself. He has got also nails and jaws, and here a tiger or a dog or a cat, if you attack, he knows how to defend himself. We may defend with atomic weapon, but the business is the same. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunancha samarna metat pasuvi. The particular business of human being is stated in the Vedanta Sutra, Athata Brahma Jignasa. So, these four principles of life, ahara nidra bhaya maitron, there is no difference. Only difference is a human being can inquire about what is God, or what is Brahma, atara Brahma Jigyasa. That is the only business of human life. So a cat, a dog cannot inquire about Brahma, but the gentleman who inquired about what is God, because he is human being, he could inquire like that. So there is no cause of disappointment, at least our young men in India, at least still inquiring. That is the culture. What is God? So this is the beginning of human life, when one inquires about Brahma.
What is Brahma?
So to inquire about Brahma and to understand Brahma by proper inquiry and by proper answer from the proper source, the cultivation of this knowledge is the business of human being. Therefore, a class of men in the society known as Brahmana, Brahma Janati iti Brahmana, there is need, there is necessary. The Vedic injunction is Tad Vijnanatham sa Guru meva avigacchet. In order to understand Tad Vijnan, Brahma Vijnan, one must approach the proper guru or spiritual master. Unfortunately, we have rejected at the present moment the persons who are actually Brahmana. On the other hand, in the name of Brahmana, some persons claiming as Brahmana, they are ruling over the society. But that is not the way. The Brahmana or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Shudra, they are ascertained by the symptom. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said, Chaturvarnam Mayasishtam Gunakarma Vibhaga. I have created these four divisions of society, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So that should be divided according to the qualification and work. Just like if you are qualified as a medical man and if you are practicing as a medical man, then you are medical man. Simply by posing yourself that I am the son of a medical man, therefore I am medical man, this is useless. In the Shastras, a person born of a Brahman family or a person born of a Kshatriya family, but his qualities are not Brahman or Kshatriya, he is called Brahma Bandhu, Kshatriya Bandhu, not Brahman. So in the Bhagavata, it is stated, Sri Shuddha Dijabandhunam Traina Sruti Gochara. Three women and Shudra and Dijabandhu. Dija means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, especially Brahman. So Dijabandhu, who is not qualified as a Brahmana, but born in the Brahmana family, they are called Dijabandhu. So Shastra says, Sri Shudra Dijabandhuna Traina Sruti Gochara. Woman, Shudra and Brahma Bandhu or Dijabandhu, they cannot understand Vedic knowledge. Unfortunately, we are trying to create real Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra means everyone. One who cannot become a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or Vaishya, simply they are satisfied by serving a suitable master. Vaishya karma sabhavajam. Paricharyatmakam karjam Vaishya karma sabhavajam. A person who is satisfied only getting some salary from a suitable master, that is Shudra. So in this age, it is said, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. It is very difficult to find out a qualified Brahman or Kshatriya. We may find out some Shudras and some Vaishyas. Therefore, if you want to raise the standard of human society, you must create a class of Brahmana, a class of Kshatriya. Vaishya and Shudras may be there, but it is necessary that a class of Brahmana, a class of Kshatriya must be there. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to re-establish Daiva Varnasam. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, everyone, systematic. We are therefore proposing to start a college, Varnasam College. It is proposed, we are trying so many things, but this is also one of the program that the people of the world, they should be educated according to the quality and worth, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incarnated from Ramananda Raya belonged to your province. So when there was talk between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Raya, the first topic was, where is the beginning of human society? Ramananda Raya replied, quoting from Vishnu Purana, Varnasamacharavata purushina parabrahma Vishnu aradhate pungsang nannatta tosu karanam. The human society is meant for not only inquiring Brahma, but to worship Brahma, parabrahma. That is human society. So there is necessity of the four classes. At the present moment, they are trying to create classless society. That is chaotic society. That is not real society. It is not Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization means when there is classified society begins. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. And without this classification, the whole society will remain in chaotic condition. And just like the comparison is given, Mukhabahu Rupadebhya, just like in our body, there is mouth, there is uru, there is leg, there is bahu. These divisions are required. Mukha means brahmana, bahu means kshatriya, and uru means the vaishya, and pada means shudra. The body can be maintained when four things are properly maintained. So these things are required. And they should be classified by varna and quality and what. In this way, we have to organize society. Then there will be no scarcity of real human being. Otherwise, they will remain as animals. So, a systematic society means varnasam dharma. But there is another way. That is called transcendental society or Vaishnava society, as it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dunnanti kastena niharamiva bhaskar. Simply by becoming devotees of Vasudeva, Vasudeva parayana, everything can be adjusted. And Navananda Rai answered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the systematic society of human being. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected. He said, "Iho bajjo age kahoar." So Sri Ramananda Rai replied, quoting from others, verses from Shastra, Karma of Tyag, Sannyas, in this way, step by step. But when he said that sthane sthita sutigatang tanubhanga manovi, when Ramananda Raya said that it doesn't require of any change, simply if people are giving up his own endeavor to understand what is God, what is life. Simply, if he remains humbly and hears from the real authority, then by hearing only, he can conquer Ajita. Ajita is Bhagavan. So this Krishna consciousness movement is giving chance to everyone to hear from the authoritative sources, from the Shastra. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, these are authorities. So, instead of hearing from the unauthorized persons, means, Sadhu means who speaks on the basis of Shastra. Guru means who speaks on the basis of Shastra. They are Sadhu, Guru, Shastra. And Shastra means the statement of authorities, that is Shastra. Just like Bhagavad Gita, it is Shastra because it is spoken by the Supreme Guru, Krishna. So, who is Guru? At the present moment, so many unauthorized persons are presenting themselves as Guru. But you should be very careful. Guru Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Amar Agnaya Guru Haiya Taro Sarva, or Taro Eidesh. He says that I order you, that you become Guru. saw, and your business is to deliver this country. This country means wherever you are living, you can become guru and deliver them. And one may say that you are asking me to become guru, but I have no qualification. A sincere man will say like that. How can I become guru and how can I deliver this country? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says it is not difficult. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. The Krishna Upadesh, there are two Krishna Upadesh. One Krishna Upadesh is what Krishna is speaking personally, Bhagavad Gita. And the other Krishna Upadesh, what Vyasadeva is speaking about Krishna. Krishnasya Upadesha or Krishnena Upadesha. The Krishnena Upadesha, Bhagavad Gita. And instruction about Krishna is Srimad Bhagavata. So my request is that you people of Orissa, you are ordinarily Vaishnav, so take this seriously. Don't be misguided by rascals who is not guru. There is no difficulty. Suppose, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bode. You become guru. Whomever you meet, you simply speak what Krishna has spoken. That's all. Already there. You have to repeat only and you become guru. Our request is that you all respectable gentlemen, develop this center of ISKCON. We have published so many important books that they are being appreciated all over the world by scholars, by university. You also study them, learn Krishna science, Krishna consciousness, and preach in your country. That is my request. Our books, mostly, they are published in English, and we are getting them translated in other languages of the world, especially in Europe, French language, German language, in Japanese language, Chinese language. So those who are very upright, they may come, translate these books into Uriya, and we shall publish them for mass distribution. Thank you very much.
You can speak English, or you may
not speak English. I want to know the name of what Krishna, Karu Shana, K-R-I-S-N.
So, you do not know what is the meaning of Krishna? You do not know?
Actually,
Krishna Saptar Artha Kaun Bila Apan Patar Chanti? Apan Ganna Hanti?
Moolika Artha, etymological meaning, Karu Sahana.
So you can analyze Karu Sahana, you cannot understand the meaning?
Meaning of Karu Sahana.
Krishna means all attractive. Krish, Karasati. Yes, Krishna means all attractive.
Krish dhatura arthala akarshani. Je sarva akarshaniya, se hotun Krishna.
And besides that, you do not know Krishna. That is the difficulty, that our people have become so degraded that they are asking what is God, what is Krishna. All the Krishna God is appeared here and left in his place. This is our position. There is a Bengali word, Satkanda Ramayana Pure Sitakar Baba. He has studied seventh kanda of Ramayana. Now he is asking, whose father is Sita? So this is the position. We are born in the country where Krishna spoke everything. And now we are asking, what is the meaning of Krishna? what is God? This is the Buddha. Very degraded also. গীতাতে যেরম ভাবে বলেছে সেরম ভাবে পড়তে হবে তা তদ্বৃদ্ধি প্রণিপাতে না পরিপ্রশ্নে না সেবয়া Yes, God is behind this manifestation. But one should be intelligent enough to understand who is the person or what is that which is behind this manifestation. Athātu brahmaja, that is answered. Janmādrasya jata, behind this everything, there is a person or there is a thing which is the source of everything. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, nābhijānāti māmirbha paramabhayam. These foolish rascals, they do not know that behind this manifestation, I am there.
Then you have to ignore these names and forms?
Why ignore? Forms?
The forms and this objective world seems illusion. That's a, I think that is some spiritual behind these names and forms.
Illusion means it is temporary. Just like you dream something, that is called illusion. But dream is actually not illusion. Because although in dream you see some tiger is attacking, that is illusion. That, and you are crying, save me, here is a tiger. But one who is awakened, he would say, why you are crying? No, there is a tiger. Oh, where is tiger? This is illusion. But when you are dreaming that there is a tiger, you are crying. That is not illusion. It is acting. Similarly, this material manifestation, it is not illusion, but for the timing, it is illusion. We are attracted with this material world. Society, friendship and love. But in a second, we can be slapped by the material nature and get out of this illusion, just like dream. So in this sense, it is illusion, but so long it is there, it is fatal. Chant Hare Krishna.